So a 65-year-old with COPD and other comorbidities, six cycles of PAC carbo radiation for 3B, started on consolidated Durva, but after 2 months presents with fairly profound diarrhea, so fairly abrupt onset. GI specialist sort of washing his hands of the whole thing, doesn't want to do a colonoscopy, is not really much help. So again, a nice response after chemo radiation. In addition to supportive medication, would you initiate corticosteroids? Majority said yes, 57%, 19% would give supportive therapy, and nearly a quarter said, I don't know. All of us here would have initiated corticosteroids, both the panel that's present and the panel that's remote. 63-year-old current heavy smoker with a history of PMR, polymyalgia rheumatica, collagen vascular disease manifested by shoulder discomfort, still on steroids, 10 milligrams daily, presents to the ER with COPD symptoms, and biopsy shows stage 3B adeno. You can see fairly extensive adenopathy here in the mediastinum. Patient receives and responds to six cycles of PAC carbo RT. Should Durva be initiated? The majority said yes, 56%, 14% said no, 31% again said, I don't know. And here I was the outlier, so I guess I should probably explain. I'm concerned. This is a patient with collagen vascular disease, is still requiring steroids. This person would have never made it onto the PACIFIC trial based on the underlying diagnosis. And you could probably get by with it, but remember, if you have to escalate steroids, there's some concern that steroids and immunotherapy may work at cross purposes, that we may be ablating the target cells. But Dr. Jolie, you felt to still consider initiating. You want to mention? Why?
I mean, I think that we don't know. Mm-hmm. I think we don't understand the etiology of some of these rheumatologic diseases and in combination with immunotherapy. So, I mean, you know, I think there are certain things that we are very careful with, like interstitial pulmonary fibrosis and, you know, certain scenarios that I would be very cautious, but I don't know if I have that much experience specifically with this, but my bias would still be to initiate Durva.
Strongly considered.
Yeah.
Dr. Patel, same?
I think I would initiate it. I think patients who have stable rheumatologic conditions or autoimmune disorders that have been sort of low grade and chronically controlled on single agent for over years, I have a little bit more comfort with. Certainly, I'll talk to them about the risk of needing to go up on immunosuppressives or the risk of causing a flare. But generally, I think, you know, we say that there is some reassuring retrospective data from a number of institutions that say you, with low grade, you can get away with an ICI. It's different in the metastatic setting.